Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Got you. Thank you. Dr. Tim Peterson joins us now, medical director of the Blood Center. One encouraging thing, yesterday I saw Meg Farris's story on Channel 4 about the people that immediately, you know, when something like this happens, you want to do whatever you can to help, and donating blood would be a way to help. Good morning, Dr. Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for allowing us to be with you this morning.
One hell of a way to start the year, I'll tell you that. Tell me what people can do. Tell me what the situation is with blood donations, what people can do to help, what you need, who can donate, et cetera.
Well, right now we're at about a day and a half supply. Of course, we had a very big usage from the incident that occurred. And really, with the generosity of donors who had come in prior to that and donated, we were able to provide all the products were needed as all the patients were sent around to the regional hospitals, especially University Medical Center and their trauma site. Yesterday was unbelievable. As always in our area, the donors came out. We had over 100 people come to our Metairie Donor Center on New Year's Day, which is really a remarkable that they took the time and gave their time to come out and support the patients in our region. So we have all of our donor centers will be open. We have 11 donor centers throughout the area. They can go to thebloodcenter.org and find locations. We also have some special locations. We will be collecting at the Blood Center's corporate office, which is 2609 Canal Street, right across from Betsy's Pancake House. And we have a couple of other places on Canal Street at the St. Vincent de Paul, which is 3500 Canal. And then on the North Shore, we have an additional site. The Pelican Athletic Club is very generous in allowing us to collect at their location today in Mandeville.
At this time of year, as it is, Dr. Tim, is there a shortage? And then this is even compounded by something like this?
Exactly, Tommy. The holiday seasons are especially difficult. People are out of school, and a lot of our donations come from our younger donors in high school and college. And so when they're out, it makes it difficult to maintain. Plus, you have to remember, a lot of people at the end of every year have elective procedures done, so they don't have to have an additional cost when it comes to the new year with their deductible. So a lot of usage is done at this time of year. And, of course, in Louisiana and especially New Orleans, our holiday season really extends all the way through to Carnival. So it's always a difficult time to maintain. And we have to remember there's a lot of use that comes from non-trauma situations, just to patients who require blood, especially platelets, for chemotherapy or elective surgeries, or again, the unexpected, as unfortunately we saw yesterday morning. So we really ask people, if they've never donated, please come and give it a try. And if you are a donor, please continue to be a regular donor. It's always difficult to maintain adequate levels, especially in cold and flu season, which we're also in. So please give us a call. It takes about 40 minutes of your time. But the time that you give is a lifetime to the patient who needs it.
And you can find out everything you need to know at bloodcenter.org. Is that it?
Yes, sir. TheBloodCenter.org, or they can call 1-800-86-BLOOD. 1-800-86-BLOOD. We can answer all their questions. We can help them if they would like to set up a blood drive at any of their churches or businesses or community service organizations or pretty much anywhere. We're here to serve the community, and our community always responds in times of need. And it's especially needful right now. A lot of blood components were shipped to take care of the patients who were severely injured. And again, thanks to our donors for being there to support them.
Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate your time and your efforts. Go to thebloodcenter.org. This news is breaking now. Matthew Livelsberger, 37 years old, has been identified as the bomber who blew up that Tesla Cybertruck outside the Trump International Hotel in Vegas yesterday. He served, now I don't know what the time frame is on this, but he served at the same military base as did Shamsun Din Jabbar. So law enforcement not saying whether they knew each other or if they were there at the same time or not, but that would be one hell of a coincidence. And it may just be, we don't know what we don't know, but that news is breaking right now. We'll take a break, 744, 16. Till 7, we come back. Till 8, we'll talk to Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens, get his take on the terrorist attack on Bourbon Street happened yesterday. Tommy Tucker, WWL.